This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Monetary Fund has ended up smack in the middle of the budget debate in Washington. Funding for the IMF was left out of the new trillion-dollar compromise to fund the federal government for the next 8 months. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live to explain. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, David.
What's all this about? Why was the IMF money left out?
Well, you know, foreign aid is an easy target. This money would have been used for an IMF fund that makes loans to countries that are in financial trouble. I talked to Nariman Baravish about this. He's chief economist at IHS, and he says the IMF money wasn't popular with a lot of fiscal conservatives in Congress.
This is sort of an easy cut to make. Often foreign aid of any kind or contributions to multinational institutions is an easy cut to make relative to domestic programs.
And David, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are worried about how much these IMF loans were actually helping the countries that got them. And they're also concerned about whether the loans would actually be paid back.
All right, but what happens to the countries that might have gotten these IMF loans?
They're in trouble because if the U.S. doesn't contribute this money, it's just not clear that other IMF members would do it. And Baravish told me a lot of developing countries are a bit shaky right now because credit overall is harder to get with the Fed tapering and not pumping as much money into the global economy. Baravish says some countries are already having problems.
We saw starting last May that a number of countries saw capital flow out of them. You know, a lot of investors fled, basically. And it could push a number of countries close to the brink in terms of at least temporary insolvency.
And David, of course, it is still possible the IMF money could be included in the budget. Negotiations are continuing. But funding for international programs is harder to justify with domestic programs getting cut.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you.